Hey guys, thanks for checking out another White Sheep Media podcast. This episode is sponsored by ShopTheSheep.com. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow our podcast. Hope you enjoy the episode. Okay. We are here to talk about the movie Arcadian. I think that's how you pronounce it, right, Mark?
That's right.
Starring Nicolas Cage. Look, we said it before. We said it last year. Nicolas Cage is on a hot streak. Got another one. I thought this was a pretty good movie. I'm going to say it's an 8. There's some really good aspects to it. The thing I like about it most is that there's some like really creepy parts.
Yeah.
Some part like the way they kind of shoot things and the creatures that are in this.
Yeah.
Freaking creepy, but it's awesome. I didn't feel like it was a super long movie. I was in it from start to finish. Mm-hmm. It was really good to me. What'd you think?
Yeah. I'm gonna give it a 7.5. I really liked this quite a bit. I thought it was a really unique thriller / monster movie / sci-fi.
Yeah.
I thought it had a really good dynamic with the family. You cared about the characters.
Yeah.
I liked Cage's character a lot. And yeah, Nicolas Cage he's just been awesome in the past few years. And he's really good in this movie a lot. Not really good at a lot. He's really good in the movie. He's not in it a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's a testament to him and his character. Cause when he kind of like becomes absent in the movie, you kind of miss him a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really recommend this. I feel like this movie is just really unique. The creatures are very unique. Its premise is unique in that it doesn't really give you like all the answers to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't really know where they came from. Is it extraterrestrials?
Mm-hmm.
Who really knows? So kind of an ambiguous film too. But with characters you actually care about, which is kind of the opposite of a movie we just saw and reviewed, Civil War. You actually care about the family here. Yeah, I recommend this. I don't know how well this will do in the theater. So if you happen to catch it on streaming, don't skip it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We had to like go to special links to see this one. It didn't just like come out in the regular theater that Mark and I go to.
Yeah.
But it was well worth going to see it. We saw it on a Monday night. I thought it was a nice little Monday night treat. Yeah, like Mark said, the characters in this movie, you really do get attached to them, and they make you really feel something. I know the thing that really kind of made me feel something and got me pissed off was when the little boy was like, you know, he wants to go see his girlfriend,
right?
And he's disobedient, and you know this is going to cause an issue.
Yes.
And, you know, I really got ticked off at that kid, but
yeah.
I love the whole thing where, you know, the way that Nicolas Cage responds and, you know, it just really makes you, again, like you said, you feel something for the characters and you really like them.
Yeah.
Without revealing too much there, what's the plot in this one, Mark?
So this is, I hesitate to say like post-apocalyptic, but it's kind of, Earth has obviously been invaded by something, mm-hmm. some creatures, mm-hmm. a lot of creatures.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, obviously, extraterrestrials. That's what I'm going to go with. Nicolas Cage has two boys. And they, you know, during the day, they kind of get by with what they can. But at night, these creatures seem to come. This is when they come out, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
If not only at night.
I thought he said the light hurts them.
It does. That is true. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So you kind of get that scene early on where they're like, barricading their doors. They have to make sure their defenses are up at night so these things can't get in because they're pretty vicious. Well, one of these sons, he goes to this farm because there is a girl there that he likes. So he spends a lot of time there. And one evening after, on his way back, he slips and falls into a cave, becomes concussed. Turns out there's a lot of those creatures down there. One of the sons has built like this, he's really smart.
Yeah.
Really smart. He's got this go-kart kind of thing. And so on his way to pick up his brother from the farm, he notices he's not there, so he goes home and tells Nicolas Cage, and Cage goes out looking for him. Finds his son in this cave and gets really badly injured, saving his son's life. They have to pretty much wait till morning to go back home. But there's so many of these things in this cave that Nicolas Cage like blows the pretty much blows the cave up.
Yeah.
So he gets badly injured. So the son has to I can't remember, did he drag Nicolas Cage back home or did they come pick him up in the go-kart? Was it the go-kart? They load him on the cart and bring him back?
At dawn, the kid that was with him in the cave, the one who's a troublemaker.
Yeah, yeah.
He drags him out of the cave and then the genius kid shows up. I think that thing he's riding is called a gator.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It shows up on the little gator like farm. It's like a farm golf cart.
He didn't build that, did he?
Or
did
he didn't build it.
Okay, all right.
Have you never seen a gator before?
I have, yeah. But I couldn't remember. He was like crafting so many things. I couldn't remember if it mentioned he had like built that or like got it to work or something.
I think he got it got it running.
Yeah. Okay, so they take Cage back. He's obviously really messed up. And so they pretty much have to survive on their own without him.
Mm-hmm.
And so this farm that the kid goes to frequently, they go back over there and they're like, hey, our dad's going to die. We need medicine. And this farm has a lot more people than I thought.
Me too.
But they're like, hey, like the guy that has a crush on this girl there, the son, they're like, hey, you can stay, but you're the only one that can stay. And the two brothers get into a fight over it because he's like, hey, isn't this what you wanted? Mm-hmm. You know, you wanted to stay. And he's like, no, but they get into a fight. And so the brother ends up staying at the farm one night and he discovers that they do have medicine there. So the girl he has a crush on gives it to him. He tries to leave, but he's held at gunpoint and he's like, you're not going anywhere with that. And so they force him to come back in. They tie him to take him to the basement and they're going to punish him by, basically shooting him in the foot. The guy's got a shotgun. Well, the creatures, as this movie goes on, have become more intelligent, so they're figuring how to burrow underground.
Mm-hmm.
And so these creatures burrow under the ground, and they pretty much kill everybody in the basement. And so the boy escapes with this girl, and they go back to their dad's house. And Nicolas Cage this whole time is just completely out. So they obviously have medicine. But I think it was the other son, the one that's really smart, that is the one that figured it out that they're starting to be able to like burrow underground.
Mm-hmm.
So he sets up this trap. He traps, and these things are just, it's like they're never ending. They're just multiplying. There's like a whole group. I thought it was hilarious. They form this wheel.
Yeah.
They literally link up. They can hold on to each other and they form this wheel and they literally roll.
Yeah.
Like it's hilarious. Not in a bad way. I just thought it was pretty clever.
Yeah.
So the boy sets this trap and he's going to lure, I guess, as many as he can into the house. And Nicolas Cage comes to at this point. He's so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's half dead pretty much. And so the boy said they set up this trap though, where I guess they're going to lure as many as they can and just detonate the house and try to kill as many as they can. And so once they do this, obviously Nicolas Cage, he dies in this. He kind of sacrifices himself to get as many as he can to come in the room.
Yeah.
And so it ends with, there's a dog with him too. It ends with the two boys and the girl and they're like, well, where do we go now? And they're like, well, I heard there's this, I don't know if it's like a farm or there's more people somewhere.
Yeah.
And it kind of ends with them like driving off and going to look for more people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he said. I think he said there's like three or four other farms, I guess, in the valley, and that was part of the reason. And they all the farms, you get the idea that maybe all the farms are like the what's that farm called that he goes to? The Bell Farm, something like that.
Yeah, it was the guy's last name.
Anyway, you get the vibe that all the farms are probably going to be like that. They probably don't want to help anybody
Rose
else.
Farm.
The
yeah.
Rose Farm, that's right.
Yeah,
they don't want to help anybody else, so that's why they've all just kind of stuck to themselves,
right?
And if I remember Nicolas Cage in there somewhere, he's like, you know, he's thinking that at some point somebody's going to come over the hill and save them.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you don't know. You have no idea, like, if there is anybody that's doing any better than the next person. But yeah, the creatures in this, man, when you finally see them, they are freaking creepy.
They are.
There's some really creepy scenes.
Yeah, the way they contort their bodies, I thought was really interesting. My favorite scene in particular, though, is when the kid sets a trap for one of them.
Yeah.
One of the things I'll say about this movie that bothered me a little bit was the camera just moves too much sometimes.
It does. It's shot weird.
There are times when I just couldn't tell what was happening a few times. It didn't ruin the movie for me at all.
Yeah.
But it was a little too much. The reason I like that scene, though, is just because it's the camera's very still.
Yeah.
And then he lets one of the creatures into the house by setting a trap.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see this thing's arm just keep extending and extending. So it's just neat. I thought they were really unique.
Yeah. Yeah, that scene. That scene is so creepy. Like, okay. Yeah. So just to kind of describe the scene, he's sitting in this chair by himself because this is the night where his dad has gone out to look for his brother.
Yeah.
He's by himself. I was worried for him. I knew something was going to go down. And I love the scene because it's a total twist. It's not what you think.
Right.
And it looks like he's accidentally left the latch up so that they can get in. And you're like, oh, shoot, man. He left the latch up on the night dad's gone. And then all of a sudden, you see this hand coming in. He's like extending his finger.
Yeah.
This creepy looking hand. And it's like this long, it looks like an alien arm, which it is.
Yeah.
And it's trying to touch him. And all of a sudden, it like comes in the door. And you kind of see it. You don't see its full shape or whatever at any point. But then he wakes up and, like, pulls and drops a trap on it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, totally, you know, you're like, oh, dude, he's dead.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just, like, he's not, and he's ahead of it. And so it's really cool. It speaks to, like you said earlier, this kid's, like, a genius. But then the other scene when him and the other son, when Nicolas Cage and the other son are in the cave, and the light flashes, you see its face, like, just for a second.
Right, yeah.
That thing looks crazy, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And the way they flap their jaws like quickly. Yeah.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
He's standing and he's like, oh, remember one of them jumps on top of the chick's mom?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, by the way, that girl's family gets slaughtered.
They
all die.
And the creature's like on the bed. I was like, oh man, it's got all these like, they look, just to kind of give you guys an idea of what they look like. They look like dogs. They look almost like dogs, but with like alligator mouths.
Yeah.
They almost look like they're mutated animals or something.
Yeah.
And they've got these long hair. It's kind of like spiky. And dude, they are just a creep. And they've got little fingers.
Yeah.
But they slide under the door. It almost reminded me, is it Signs that has something like that?
Yeah, there's a scene where the alien puts his hand under the doors.
Yeah.
And gets them chopped off, but yeah. Yeah, they were really unique creatures.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
And they were definitely creepy for sure. That scene where he's just extending its finger, like it keeps going and going and going. It's like, oh my gosh, yeah, yeah.
It can make the hairs on your arm stand up. But yeah, that scene towards the end where they're building the trap for it in the house and it's just them left.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good scene, I thought. And like remember the ones are like crawling past him?
Yeah.
And they're like letting them crawl past him person, and then they kind of get in that little fight in the hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You get a pretty good look at him there, and then
right.
The chick's pretty, she's pretty sick with that shotgun.
Yeah, she is.
But yeah, all the characters are great. I forgot to ask, who directed this?
Benjamin Brewer is his name.
Okay.
From what I read, I don't know, I didn't see this movie, but Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. He did the visual effects for that movie, I think.
Okay.
And apparently this movie was made for a pretty small budget. Our friend was telling me about that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if this is the first movie he's directed, but judging by this was really good. So.
Yeah, just really good. I mean, if this is the type of work he puts out, I would definitely watch another one.
Yeah, it's like, and the characters are what make this movie. It's the fan, you care, you know, when Nicolas Cage goes down, and Nicolas Cage is a great actor, but these kids, and they're not really kids. I think in real life, they're probably like 20 or something.
Yeah.
The teenagers are good.
They
are. You want to see them make it out of this situation, you know, and then they're able to carry the story along really well. Yeah. And you know, you do care about them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely really good. I've seen the younger kid in something. The dark.
Yeah. Hit. So the one that was really smart that laid the trap, he was in the first It movie.
Okay.
He played the main character. It was the kid's brother that got his arm ripped off. Ben. Denbro was his last name. Anyway, yeah, he's good. The other one though that goes to the farm, I'm not sure if I recognized him or not.
And I also feel like I've seen the girl somewhere.
Yeah. All the acting's good, though.
Very good. Very good for me. Every character. The whole, the hands, the farm hands.
Yeah.
Everything was good. I was, and there's many scenes in here that stress you. Like when they're about to blow his foot off of the shotgun.
Yeah. Like, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal. This movie is stressful, man.
Yeah, it is. It's really unique. It really is. I hope this doesn't get overlooked either. Obviously, we recommend check this out for sure. I don't know how long I'm going to be in the theater.
And you saying it's a low budget, I think that's so cool when you see a movie that, I don't know what that means with low budget. Obviously, it's...
Yeah, I think it generally just means that it was made for a pretty, what we would consider, or I guess like in the movie making world, like you have these big movies that are made for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then you have these smaller independent movies that are made for sometimes just thousands. And I don't know what the budget was for this exactly. I need to look it up.
Yeah.
But it's just really impressive because you don't have a lot of money to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so you make something like this.
Yep.
That's, you know, if you want to compare it to Civil War for just a second, both movies similarly don't tell you everything, but this movie has a lot more heart and a lot more character in it than that ever will.
Right. And I'm hats off to, like, I love, I guess this is like sort of the way I'm geared, but I love to be able to get more for less. And when you're being able to see a movie that, you know, relatively speaking, they just didn't put the level of resources in, and for it to still be a good movie.
Right.
I just love that.
Yeah. And speaking of the creatures, you know, obviously, if you're working with a smaller budget, you can't really spend a lot on special effects. But man, like, the creatures looked good.
They did.
They were creepy looking. Mm-hmm. Nothing really that I recall looked hokey or anything.
Not at
all.
Mm-mm. That scene where it's got like the mom or somebody in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Oh, that
was
creepy.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, those are the ones you see later. You see the behind the scenes of like how they made that up. And,
right.
You know, it's like a, obviously they built that little monster, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That stuff's so cool. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to give it an 8. Mark gave it a 7.5. I do recommend, if you can see it in theaters, see it in theaters. We kind of found that tough. But yeah, overall, good movie. Really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what we'll be seeing next. Abigail's one of the ones we got slated next.
Yes.
So that, you guys keep an eye out for that, but who knows? Probably throw some more in there. But anyway, until next time, we'll see you guys later.
See you guys.